Hare Krishna. Just on my way to Budapest, and thought I'd recount two experiences that still reminded me that yes, Krishna consciousness is still there in India. India is still special, although different, and Indians are still different, or some of them are still different, although most everyone is trying to be like their Western counterparts and neglecting their original culture. When I checked in, I had to take my luggage, or at least one of my big trunks, which was oversized. It has a special present for Govardhan Lal, into the special baggage dock. And of course, as soon as I got there, then the people who were there, and they put it through a scanner, they started quizzing me what's in there. I told them what it was. I'm not going to tell devotees here what it is. And said, at least I see there's something else over there. There's some sweets. And I said, yes, there's also sweets, because the way the sweets that Indians make, Westerners can't copy, so we're taking them through the deities. And they wanted to know about the deities. What did the deities look like? And who were Radhe Shyam? I had to show them pictures of Radhe Shyam. What is New Rajadham like? So finally I managed to get the trunk through the x-ray machine, and they sent it on. And as I was leaving, then I hear this voice calling out, Nibhai Gaur Premanandini. And I look, and it's a soldier about 10 yards away, guarding a gate. And again, he replies, Nibhai Gaur Premanandini. So I go over to him. I says, are you from Bengal? He says, yes, I'm a Bengali. I said, where in Bengal are you from? He says, Navadvip. I said, really? And then he starts asking me, he says, are you a Gaudiya Vaishnav? I said, yes, I am. He says, so then tell me, who's Lord Chaitanya? I said, he's Krishna. Who's Lord Nityananda? He's Balaram. Who's Gadadhar Pandit? I said, it's Radharani. And then he corrected me, no, Srimati Radharani. And then I said, who's the Dvaita? I said, he's Sadashiva. He said, Shiva and Vishnu combined. And then who's Shivas? I said, Narada Muni. He says, correct, you must be a Gaudiya Vaishnava. So I said, yes, of course, I'm a member of ISKCON. And of course, he knew ISKCON and he knew Mayapur. And we talked a little, and then finally I had to leave, and we departed. He was quoting some shlokas, Bhagavad Gita shlokas, and I responded to them. And as I went away, then he saluted me by with a Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivas Hari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. He was very much a Gaura Bhakta. And now in the lounge, I came up to the lounge over here, and as I was checking in, the manager asked me, do you believe in Krishna? I said, yes. And then once again, I explained the situation, and I said, where are you from? He says, I'm from Mathura. He says, really? And I looked at his name tag, and it said Vicky. I said, but that can't be your real name. He says, no, we're Vaishnavas, but my parents gave me that name, Vicky. I said, you sure it wasn't Vikash or something like that? He said, no. And then he asked me whether I'd done Parikrama, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and I told him I had, and what I'd seen Bhakti Bihari and other deities, and he was very enthused. And both of them were quite incredulous. Often they think that we're professional working people who practice Krishna consciousness. I told him, no, I don't, not just a professional practicing Krishna consciousness. I dedicate my life to preaching and spreading message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that was very impressive to them. So it was nice encounters, and still a reminder of the specialty of India. Look at the pictures I put up of our soldier friend and Vicky. Hare Krishna.